Welcome everybody to the Paparazzi Podcast. I am Jedi, he is Mark, and on today's podcast, we address the listeners. Jedi hits the road. Mark fucking nails a bunch of pictures. And I believe you've got a bunch of games for me as well.
I do have a couple of games.
Mate.
Yes.
Everybody knows I love games.
I know. That's why I love bringing these games to you, man.
But first, as always, we are going to start the podcast with a beer crack. Oh. And not any beer crack. Today is National Drink a Beer Day.
Yes.
And Oktoberfest as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
I saw these ginormous German beers in Costco, and I thought, you know what? We have to have these for the podcast.
Yes, okay. I'm really excited about these.
So they come with their own steins. They come in the stein. And, this could be a disaster and go everywhere.
I'm gonna.
But it is Paulaner's Oktoberfest, and
we are not even going to wash these out.
No, these beers are ginormous. They are a quart. They're just fucking it's a liter, basically. A liter of beer.
It's a Paulaner, everybody. Yeah. A Paulaner. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, F off.
We're going to try and finish these during the podcast.
Let's see if we can get different beers. I like the sound of that one. Let me try this one. Oh, I don't know.
That sounded,
I kind of like mine better.
It sounded pretty good. These things are ginormous.
Oh, yeah. Where did this guy learn to pour a beer?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's going to take the whole 45 minutes just to pour this thing.
Oh, God. Well, especially when you're foaming it up like you're doing.
Yeah, looks like I give a bad head. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hey, at least they gave you some room here.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, mate.
That's the best.
I've embarrassed my country.
I'm going to cheers you anyway for that. Because you're not even going to be able to drink any beer.
I'm going to be drinking foam for the first 20 minutes.
Now, Jedi, and, you know, like I said, we didn't clean the glasses out at all. And this is not alcohol, so it's not going to burn off any COVID that's in the glass. Which is fine. But Stanley and I used to stop for some beers down in Venice at, I can't forget what the bar is called.
You can't remember?
Can't remember what it's called, but their premier beer down there was Paulaner's. Paulaner everywhere and stuff. And I would always order a Paulaner. He liked Paulaner. And then he would order a half a Paulaner.
So
a half a pint.
That's such a Stanley thing to do.
God bless him. We'll catch up when you can actually drink some beer. Be nice.
I've got a mouthful of foam. I can't even swallow it.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's, to start off with, we'll get to some, and while you try and get that beer going,
yeah.
We'll get to some, listeners, comments.
Yes.
How about that? Okay.
Very good.
First listener comment, is from, Pedagog?
PeteGod78.
Oh, Pete.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Pedagog.
Pedagog? Yeah. Do you guys have any celebrities who you have a jinx with and never get pictures?
Honestly, I mean, Julia was always my jinx. I never got her. Even that day that she broke into my car.
Yeah.
I never got her.
That's funny.
So, no, I have never shot her.
You've
really
never, ever shot her?
No.
Okay. She was my jinx as well for the longest time.
We just call her fucking Jinx Roberts.
Jinxia Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my jinx for the longest time. I'd worked her maybe 30, 40 times, and I actually broke my jinx. Last year, I think, we spoke about it on one of the podcasts. She went to a skate park with her kids and was like laying down on the floor. It was around Christmas time, and she had like a dinosaur sweater on.
Yeah.
So that was the breaking of my jinx. I think Angelina Jolie's a jinx for me as well. I've worked her so many times in Los Feliz, and every time I see her car, you know, you get on it, it gets to where it's going, and she's never in there. I haven't photographed her for like 14 years or something completely ridiculous like that.
Yeah, so Jinx Roberts.
And Jinx Jolie.
And Jinx Jolie, yeah. I mean, they're the two biggest, right? Mm. So, I mean, two of the couple of the biggest. So, I could you know, they're doing it right.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're getting shot by other people, though, which is kind of frustrating.
That is, especially when the people are less ability level than the rest of us.
Yeah, what can you do?
But another listener chimed in and basically, you know, just gave us a little bit of praise on what we talk about and then the podcast. We really appreciate that. The question is, in this one, is how does the back end of the business work, really? Yeah. You know, our contracts, how we get paid, stuff like that. Which is always a question, actually, I get all the time when we're out and about and people have, you know, a little bit of time to ask us about our business. I mean, I'm freelance. This guy is staffer. And that's basically what it comes down to. These are the two different kinds of aspects of the business. Me personally, I sweat every month trying to make ends meet, trying to find that photo. I can nail a big photo and be set for a month, maybe even a couple of months. But then, as of like right now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is the 27th, 8th of the month. I'm still living on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And 28th of the month, and I need to get something going because I haven't got anything big until the last couple of days.
Yeah, you don't get pictures, you don't get paid.
Exactly.
So, you know, no pictures, no paycheck.
Yeah.
Whereas me, being staff, I get a paycheck twice a month. Mm. And the second one is usually a little bit bigger because my commission is thrown into my second paycheck. So obviously I still sweat as well. I want to get pictures because I want to make more money because base is not amazing, but it's still nice to know that you're getting something, even if you do not get any pictures. More pictures equals more money for both of us,
exactly.
Whether you're staff or freelance.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, we turn in the pictures. I have multiple agencies that I can choose from to turn in the pictures. I only give to one agency at a time. I will pick an agency that I think can sell that picture the best worldwide per picture.
So it depends on what you shoot, basically. It depends like who you give it to.
Exactly. Some agencies are better sellers in the U.S. Some are better sellers worldwide. Some are better exclusive sellers. Some are better sellers that get you paid quicker. Some are they get you paid more later. So there's a lot that I have to choose from with actually selling stuff. There is an aspect of the business called double dipping, triple dipping, quadruple dipping.
Yeah.
That someone like me, I can give a set of pictures that I get, and I can get multiple angles of the same set of pictures, and I could break them up, and I can give them to multiple agencies. This is something that's kind of destroyed the business over the years, and some photographers think this is still a good idea to do this, but you would give, you know, a couple of pictures here, a couple of pictures there, a couple of pictures there, and you would let them all sell and do it. But in the long run, you really got to know which agency sells where and how well they sell. And you just give to the one agency to keep it exclusive.
Yes.
Non-exclusive will never get you paid more. I'm sorry. No. You know, someone try and tell me different or prove me wrong, but I don't think it's going to work.
No, I agree with you.
Exclusivity is where it's at.
I agree.
Is there anything else? Like,
I think that answers that adequately.
Yeah, we don't have any contracts really. It's just a you know, kind of a promissory agreement to just give to the one agency, and hopefully you only give to that one agency, right?
Yep. Right. Should we get into my pictures?
Yes, you got some pictures?
I did.
You got a lot of pictures.
I did. It was okay. I did go on the road, which I'll get to in a little bit.
Okay.
But just before I went on the road, I shot another one of my favorite oldies. An oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
She's quite elusive. She hasn't been shot for 2 years. And I was the last person to shoot her.
Really?
And we will see both sets of pictures.
Really?
In a minute. Yes.
No way.
Yes, she has not been shot for 2 years, and it is Raquel Welch.
Alrighty.
The ex-Hollywood bombshell. She's 81 years old now. She was 78 last time I shot her. But crazy. She was in a bunch of old school famous movies when she was an absolute babe.
Okay.
But yeah, she went to an auction facility in LA. where she signs posters, basically old posters of her looking super hot.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. Nothing super exciting, but I shot this first picture when she went in, and she's looking my direction, but it's just because I was parked like an idiot. There was only one angle to get the whole story.
So she's not looking at you.
She's looking in my direction.
In your direction,
but
yeah.
Not at me.
Sure.
I'm behind my tents. I'm tucked in, up against a bush. She's looking my way, but no way she saw me, because she wouldn't have done what she did when she walked out.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, she walks out just grabbing her boobs, basically. And I'm pretty sure she would not have done that had she known I was there. So I was trying to figure out why she was grabbing herself. And I think it's basically just because she has a massive chest. And
yeah,
she's
I mean,
old.
If you look back on that other picture right there, I mean, Raquel Welch, I mean, she's always had, you know, a good chest. But, I mean... I mean, let me go back one more, you know, here. You know, I mean, she's the bombshell of bombshells, right? I mean,
yeah,
she's...
absolute stunner.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always had a crush on her since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like they're a bit bigger. And, I mean, obviously she's gained a little bit of weight, but, I mean, they are really, you know, big. So I could see how that would put strain on her a lot.
Absolutely.
You know
poor
what I mean?
Woman, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. Like I said, I was the last person to shoot her 2 years ago, and she's wearing exactly the same hat as she was this time as well.
No way.
Yeah. And she looks completely different as well. It's funny how, like, 2 years can change her.
COVID, man. Look at that.
Yeah. She looks...
Look at the difference.
Like, completely... Just completely different.
Yeah.
She has put on a little bit of weight. But just facially as well. If you go that picture right there and then go back to...
Are we sure it's the same hat?
Oh, it's 100% the same hat.
Okay, okay.
100% the same hat. But, yeah, she's super elusive. Hard to get. I think this took me 3 days to get this picture.
Wow.
And I had worked her multiple times as well, like over the last couple of years, and just never seen her.
She looks really good right there.
She looks stunning.
I gotta
absolutely
say,
stunning.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And in the next picture, she looks like it was so clean.
Yeah,
like it was such a nice day that the 2 years ago I got her. She went to a makeup store in Studio City.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, so that was Raquel Welch.
Yeah, and that is Raquel Welch right there.
Absolute babe.
Yes.
So then last week, I was away.
Is she married at all?
I think she has been in the past, but she lives by herself at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she somewhat of a recluse? I mean...
Very much.
Really?
Recluse. Yeah. She has an assistant that comes and goes every day, but Raquel very rarely leaves. I actually did her a quick net worth of her to see what she was worth before this, so I don't know if you want to have a guess.
Ooh, yeah. I would actually like to have a guess. Obviously, Raquel Welch... This is before, you know, extreme wealth.
Welch wealth. Yeah.
And
but these stars back in the old days, like, signed huge, they weren't huge, were they? But contracts with the movie studios for, like, multiple movies and stuff like that.
Definitely.
But she hasn't done anything in, like, 50 years.
I'm going to say, because just from the time she was in... And who she was. I mean, she obviously had endorsements and stuff as a model at the time. But I'm going to say no more than 20 mil.
Okay. You're wrong.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, it's double that.
Really?
Yeah.
40 mil?
40 mil.
That is damn good for her.
Yeah.
Yes, good for you.
And I'm kind of amazed she doesn't have, like, a young toy boy. Because she's still hot, like, facially.
Absolutely.
She's her face is just on point. It's stunning.
I'll be your toy boy.
There you go. Me too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be a sugar. She can be my sugar mama.
We're lucky our wives don't watch this
I know.
Podcast.
Yeah, my wife's never listened to one.
No, never at all.
No interest whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's good. We can talk
doesn't
about
even
all
know I do a podcast.
All Raquel Welch, we want to.
She just thinks I come here to drink beer on the
Tuesday.
I mean,
honestly, I mean, I'll take Raquel Welch like this, no problem. Mm-hmm. Any day. Yes. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
So I think the day after I shot pictures of Raquel,
okay,
I had a phone call. Jedi, this is the sun. can you go away? Can you go away for a few days, possibly up to a week? Sure, yeah, of course I can. You know, I can usually always go away. I get very excited for road trips. So this was a fun one. I flew into Seattle and then had to take a 5.5-hour drive to a town called Loomis.
Loomis.
Loomis. L-O-O-M-I-S.
Oh, it is
a town of 107 people. And it is 5 miles.
Jedi, always going to the one. Always going to the less than one case.
Yeah, the one cow town.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is 5 miles, roughly 5 miles south of the Canadian border.
Wow.
So it's all the way up there, 5.5 hour drive, all through the beautiful Washington countryside.
Sure, it is beautiful. Yes.
So this place we had to go to was basically like miles and miles up a dirt road, one lane dirt road up into the hills.
I almost feel like driving a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
A little road here.
Yeah. So driving up this road.
Hey, look where you're driving, dude.
Up this road for 30 minutes, and during the drive, we encountered a crazy beast.
Roadblock
that would not get out of our way. A cow stood in front of our car.
This has been the butt of a movie.
Right?
Well, oh, it was a fucking Crocodile Dundee, dude.
But
did you go out and give him one of these fucking...
I should have gone, but we were beeping the horn and... yelling out the window.
That's what Crocodile Dundee was doing.
Yeah. Move.
And, they don't respond to that, I'll tell you.
Didn't respond
right
at
now.
All. It just stood there. This is like 25 minutes up the road. We haven't got too much further to go. And this cow would just not move. We edged forward. We beeped.
That is so funny, dude.
And it took a full minute, basically. And eventually, on the final beep, it decided to fuck off. Which,
wow.
Like, We didn't know what to do, really.
Wow.
At one point, it looked like it was going to charge us as well.
It probably wanted you to give it something, dude.
Yeah,
he probably had a problem. And he's like, dude, most people give me a carrot? A carrot to pass or something.
I don't think anyone had even been up this road for like weeks.
If you talked to the guy that you were going to, or the girl, wherever you were going, if you said, hey, you know, I'm coming up there to visit, and they said, hey, you got to give a carrot to the cow because it's not going to let you pass.
It's the gatekeeper.
Yeah, it's the gate.
The cow is the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
So anyway, we eventually get up past the cow and we get to the top of the mountain where the view is just absolutely beautiful. You see just the whole of like 10 miles down the road.
Right.
And you can see fires. Nice. You can see fires actually in the distance because there's a bunch of fires in Washington right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, the story that we were there for was the Alaskan Bush People.
Oh, shit.
So it's a show on Discovery.
Yeah.
I'd heard of it before, but I've seen it. Oh, you've seen it.
I have.
I didn't know too much about it. So it follows the Brown family. I think there's eight of them. There's seven kids, and there's Billy Brown, who passed away this last year. In February, I think. But they wanted us to go there, see if we could get any kind of stories on them, talk to any of them, and just do general views of the houses. So they have two houses, the one at the very top of the hill, which is a... not that house. That's their second house. But,
okay.
But the house at the top of the hill is on 436 acres.
Is it this one right here?
No.
No, okay.
That's the second house. It's on the top of the hill, 436 acres.
Okay.
So when we got to the top of the hill, there was a gate, so you couldn't drive any further. But it said BLM, and it's not Black Lives Matter. It's a Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
Which you can't drive over.
Up there, they get a little confused about that shit.
Exactly. You can't drive on the land, but you can hop over the fence and walk.
Okay.
So we hopped over the fence and just to try and get closer to the property. See if we could photograph it or anything like that. And then we hiked for an hour and a half.
No way.
Straight up a side of a cliff.
Like those mountains in the background right there?
Pretty much, we were on those mountains in the background.
Wow.
So an hour and a half, and we just saw nothing. We couldn't see a thing.
Wow.
And we gave up. Because like an hour and a half into the hike, we're fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
I've got my camera bag on my back. I'm walking with a reporter. So we just gave up. We came back down the hill. And went to the second house, which is this one on the screen here.
Okay.
Which is the house where the dad, I think it's Billy Brown, died in February. So we took some pictures of that. And, you know, these guys were making, I think I read, he was on 500 grand a season.
Wow.
The dad. And the other, like, the siblings were all on 50 grand a season, I think, something like that, or 50 grand a show.
Okay.
And the house that he died in is a $34,000 home.
Wow.
Like, and it was covered in chickens, and there were turkeys running around.
Yeah, and it's in the northern country of Washington. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's nothing up there.
Yeah, but it just stank, and there was, like, just chicken poop everywhere. And we knocked a bunch of neighbors to kind of see if we could get any intel or any info on them. And, you know, it's a town of 107 people, and everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to talk to us. You can see one of the chicken coops right there. And
okay.
There's like a chicken on the house behind my head as well.
That Corvette is insane, by the way.
The Corvette is insane. Yeah. Like, it's a sick Corvette.
Yeah.
The Corvette is probably worth like 8 times the house.
Exactly. You think that thing runs?
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably 100 grand Corvette, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the house is 34 grand.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. We basically, like I said, we spent 4 or 5 days there trying to track down these bush people. But it seems like they shoot the show at this house on the land that we couldn't get to. But when they're not shooting, they do actually live in Alaska, I think.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you say they shoot on this?
No, they shoot at that other house that we couldn't get
to. Yeah, exactly. Because I watched the show, and they shoot at a house like out in the bush. I mean, it's
like, well, yeah, it's 30 minutes up that road. And
so
then,
is,
like,
that, so is
hours
that in Alaska? Is it over the border?
It's
is that...
not, is it, no, it's not. It's still in Washington.
So why do they call them the Alaskan bush people?
Because they're from Alaska. I believe like the first couple of seasons.
Because I thought
they were there.
Yeah, I thought in the show they were actually in Alaska when they were doing it.
They were in Alaska. They still have property in Alaska. But I believe they moved to Washington because the mother, Amy, has cancer, and she gets treatment in LA.
Okay.
So they actually owned a $2.7 million home in Beverly Hills at one point as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's quite a change from this little $34,000 shack.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So that was my week, my couple of weeks. It's been a while since we've done a podcast because I was away. So listeners and viewers, I apologize for that.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's going to happen. Sometimes we're going to go on assignment. And sometimes it's going to take a little bit longer than a week to put our stuff together and do a show. Yeah. So
we try our best.
Bear with us, everybody. Yeah. You know,
we're trying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, my week is about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but there still isn't much. But
you hosted, man.
My first set of pictures that I came across was I wasn't even working.
Love that.
And I was picking my daughter up from golf with a friend, and they said they wanted to go get some ice cream.
Oh, where did you go?
So, well, there's only one place they want to go, really, is Manhattan Beach Creamery,
which is
in Manhattan Beach.
Oh.
They have the best ice cream sandwiches out of any ice cream sandwiches. I dare anybody to argue. And I said no, because I didn't really want to go.
What?
And drive. I just wanted to drive them home and get home, you know, have a drink. But no, I, you know, they argued and they kind of went back. I said, fine, let's go. So went to Manhattan Beach Creamery, got them some ice cream, dropped off her friend, and then took the coast back home.
It's the only way I ever take.
Oh, you got to take the coast.
Yeah.
On the way back home, I come by my local beach.
Yeah. That's a long drive from Manhattan Beach as well, a full 7 minutes.
It might be a good 37 seconds.
Yeah.
But I came across there, huge set down at the beach.
Love it, love it.
But the sun was maybe 30 minutes from setting. So I'm thinking, damn, they were here all day. And actually, I was working that day.
Yeah.
I was working earlier that day, and I was working on that Amanda Seyfried set that we had talked about. Nothing the whole time, and I cut out early to do this golf thing. But I get her home, drop her off, run in, grab my gear, throw it in the car, get back down to the beach.
So there's what, like 20 minutes left of sun now?
Yeah, 30 minutes tops. I mean, this is like, you know, 20, 25 minutes. So I rush down to the beach. I get down to the beach parking. I pull up. Who comes up to me first when I go down to the beach parking?
Your security card, buddy.
No. Beach parking
enforcement.
What? It's $8 to park. I said, the sun's going to be setting in 20 minutes.
What? There's never beach parking there.
What do you... I know. There's a machine that you can go to. I'm like, it's going to be setting in 20 minutes. I'm down here all the time. What are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. It's $8.
What a joke.
$8. $8 to park for 20 minutes. I said, fine, fuck it. Gave her the $8. Go park. I grab my stuff, grab my gear, shoulder it, bag up, and I start walking out to the beach. I walk out to the beach. I'm kind of, you know, I have no idea what's going on. And this set is huge. There's people everywhere.
So you're thinking it's something massive.
It's totally, yeah, it's definitely something massive. When I was dropping my daughter off, I went by where the trailers were, and there was probably 15 trailers. It was a huge set.
Wow.
So huge set. And they had a bunch of night stuff set up too, like lights and stuff. So I knew they were going to be shooting into the night. I just didn't want to be down there in the night.
Yeah, of course.
So I start walking around. I start scanning everything. I see a group of people off to the side with a bunch of off-road vehicles, stuff like that. I get over to the main area. There's a bunch of people sitting around on chairs. And I mean, I don't even know what the hell's going on. But I do pass by one of the chairs.
Right.
And it says Bel Air on the back of
it. Okay.
And I had heard earlier that morning that they were just starting to shoot the new Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Yes. So I'm thinking that's what it is. But I still don't know. So I walk out onto the beach. I just start trying to figure out what's going on. I see the off-road vehicles come by me as they drive by, and they're taking a group of people back to, looks like a start mark that's over by one of the lifeguard towers. So I wander out to the beach. I just kind of stand there for a minute. They give a honk on the horn, and they start, you know, cruising along the beach. And I see this.
That's hilarious. You're close to them as well.
Yeah. So I hear Will.
You know who that is saying it, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be Carlton,
It's got to be Carlton, and the guy's got to be Will. Now, I didn't know anything about this. I heard a little bit about it earlier that day, but I didn't know that Will was going to be playing Will Smith from the show.
It's young Will.
And then Carlton was going to be, I thought it was just going to be kind of a spinoff. But not exactly who the characters were.
You know what? You know what I saw? It was probably the same day or a couple of days before. I saw on Instagram, it was Will Smith having like an Instagram live with, is it Jabari?
Jabari.
With Jabari, the guy that's playing young Will.
Yeah.
He like called him up over like FaceTime or something and put it on Instagram saying, hey buddy, just want to tell you that you got the gig, you're playing young Will in Bel Air.
Yeah. That's funny, because if you look at Jabari right here.
Yeah.
He looked just like Will Smith.
He's got the fade and like the high top.
Now, the other guy doesn't look like Carlton at all.
Or maybe it's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
No, it's not. It's Carlton. Oh, it is. It's definitely Carlton. Yeah. It's definitely the guy that plays Carlton. So it's just funny that they've got a guy that's playing Will that actually looks like Will for a minute. But then the guy that plays Carlton doesn't really look like Carlton. And you got to see how close it was.
That's such an epic picture. Look at the sun.
But that's how close it was to not getting anything.
Yeah.
I mean, once that sun goes down, I'm not getting shit.
It's so good.
You know what I mean?
It looks so good. Did it run?
It ran. Nice. Yes. Love that. It ran.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And
Jabari Banks, there you go.
So, you know, it worked out and it was good, and I can't wait to actually see it.
Is it going to be on? It's going to be a HBO Max thing, right? Surely.
I don't know, actually.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me your password.
Yeah, but I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be good, and I can't wait to see what they've done with it. It's a drama, by the way. It's not a comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a take on, you know, I wish I could have actually, you know, put the screenshot up there, but it's a take on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's a drama take.
I wonder if it's going to, like, kind of show him leaving the streets of Philly after, you know, he got in a little fight and moved with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
I hope
it's
going to
show like the whole thing.
I hope it shows that. That'd because be it, cool. It'll add the drama to it. But what I really want to kind of emphasize on is this rig that this crew made.
It looks sick.
Look at this thing. I mean, I've never seen this before on a movie, okay? Because I've shot a lot of movies, and I've shot a lot of guys doing, or a lot of people doing similar things like this. They've got this rig on the back of another rig. I mean, it's an ATV on the back of this rig, and it looks like the sand's flying up. Yeah. Everything is going with it, and it looks like they're on that thing, and they were just charging this thing through the sand.
That's so sick.
So I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's all said and done.
How far away from them were you, like, when you're shooting this? Because from a video, it looks like you're super close.
Yeah, at the closest, like right here, I'm maybe 250 meters.
Okay. Did you shoot the video on iPhone, or was it on?
No, this was on the camera. Yeah.
Because it's so cool.
Yeah. So that was cool. That was cool to see, and it was cool to unexpected, you know.
Yeah, love those unexpected ones.
Yeah, and then a couple days later, I was just cruising around, had nothing going, and I had popped on Instagram and seen that one of my exclusives over here, mm-hmm. Hannah Brown, it was her birthday. So
happy birthday, Hannah!
It's happy birthday, Hannah!
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers! Cheers to Hannah!
Mate, you're slacking. You need to catch up a little bit.
I know. Sorry. I think the foam burned off most of your beer.
Oh, come on! Happy birthday, HB.
Yeah. So Hannah Brown, it was her birthday, and I had actually been called on something else to go check, and I got down there way late in the day, and I just thought, okay, maybe she'll just go out with a boyfriend and
always fun to
do
get
something,
birthday,
but. So. But as I pulled up there, I saw that she had been, I saw that they were setting up on the roof of her house, of her apartment building. And it took me a while to actually figure out what was going on, but, and, you know, to decide whether or not I was even going to bother with it because it's on the roof and it's, who knows if you're going to get anything. But then I started seeing what she was doing on her Instagram and stuff like that. And
so was she like posting the Instagram as it was happening?
No, she wasn't. But I just had this feeling because what she does is she goes big no matter what she does.
Right.
You know? And what I saw was they were setting up stuff and they just kept bringing stuff out. It was like flowers and it was like furniture. It was candles. It was tables. It was all this shit. And I'm like, well, I got to stick around anyway because I got to see what happens.
Yeah.
I got to get a little video of this or something. You know, whatever happens, happens. So this we're talking maybe 3 hours, 2 hours of setting up, okay? Because they were setting up before. It was already set up when I got there, but then they kept setting up for like another hour after that. So I'm just guessing 2 or 3 hours.
Like how long was it till you saw her?
Another, like probably an hour after I got there. And this was getting, you could see the time. This is when she walked out, okay?
Which one's she?
She's the one right here, the one in the middle, in the pink. And so she walks out, and you can see the look on her face. She's like, oh my God, you know? I can't believe it, you know? You guys did such a good job. And it was one of those things where she wasn't out there until they were done, you know?
Diva.
So they totally, like, set it all up, and she didn't even see it until she got out there. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I never even looked. This is her and the boyfriend. She's checking out the table.
So they're having dinner up there. Right?
They're having dinner up there, but they have multiple seats, right? And I'm sitting down on the street and multiple people are showing up and they're all in these crazy, like pink, like it almost looks like Easter outfits, you know, all the girls are in pink. Even some of the guys are in pink.
Cute.
They're all dressed very, very nowadays, I would have to say. Okay, and moving on. This is her. This, you know, she's up there with some friends, and the friends keep arriving. Right?
Oh, these are cute pictures.
Exactly. You know, and I.
Obviously, you've shot them from the ground, and you're shooting up maybe what, 4 stories?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was tough because the railings are thin when you see them flat.
Yeah.
When you see them like straight on, the railings are thin, right? So if you go back to like these, see, you could see them through the railings. Yeah. But as you get closer and you try and get the upward shots of them, the railings are kind of closed down. And she never put her head above the railing. Oh, so it was so hard to get. So like these, plus the power lines, you can see the power lines there. Ugh, was so annoying.
It's
to
a
get.
Nice picture, but it doesn't make for like a beautiful picture,
exactly.
Does it?
Exactly. Especially
the nothing stuff, clean.
Especially when they know the stuff that she's gonna post later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Plus, okay, so this is my thing, okay? All the guests started showing up. They all got there around 5-6 o'clock, mm-hmm. right? They did a straight hour and a half of just everybody taking pictures of themselves. Every single guest and their phones, just, I mean, it's almost like they all had two phones. It was selfies. Let's do this angle. Let's do this angle. Let's sit on the couch. Let's do it up at this angle. Let's do it. Let's all jump in the air. Let's all walk like this. Let's all strut like this. Let's all dance like it. An hour and a half straight, dude.
I mean, it's...
Maybe 2 hours.
It's sad. I mean, that's the generation. She's what? She's 10 years younger than us? She's got, what, in her early 20s?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And, I mean, it was fine in the beginning, you know, the first 20 minutes or something like that, but it kept going, and it kept going.
I mean...
It kept going. Plus, she had a professional photographer there. And an assistant to the photographer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, they had a photographer that's supposed to capture everything, and yet everybody up there is doing all these photos.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over and over and over
That's
again.
That's frustrating. I mean,
By the way, I mean that yeah. moment right there being yeah. photographed.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, if it were a party of people our age, there wouldn't be a phone in sight. There'd just be like lines of Jaeger.
Well, I mean, you know, you because there was a big sunset. There was a nice sunset yeah. going on. She looks out there. You know, it's a nice place, and they had it all set up nicely. Yeah, you're gonna do a couple of photos here and there, but you're not gonna spend an hour and a half trying to... Each girl must have shot 500 photos in their phones. You know who's loving that? Apple. And their cloud space, right? These girls are like, wait, I need more cloud space.
An extra $1.99.
Exactly. So here's the photo. This is one I had to do. Look, there I am.
For people just listening.
There's Mark. There's Mark down there creeping.
It's a nice photo of her, and you've just zoomed in, and your car.
Exactly.
With the window open, is down.
She posted this picture. My window wasn't down because of the fact that her back was to me, dude.
Oh, bummer.
Exactly. But this is one of those photos where I was like, God, that's such a good photo from the photographer's angle.
That's so funny. I hope she listens to this.
And I'm down there.
This is just hilarious.
And I'm down there just like, oh, just turn around. Turn around. Just turn around.
That is nuts.
No, didn't happen.
Mate, that's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the photo's made, so. Or no, the photos didn't make, sorry.
So it was a waste of time as well.
It was a waste of time.
Just a waste of 4 hours.
It was like the 3 hours of a waste of time, yes.
I hate it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute bummer.
And then we're to yesterday, where it was, I was just cruising into work, had nothing to work on. Cruised through Venice. Saw a big set happening in the main part of Venice. Who was it? Come along. I was talking to you, actually, at the time.
And you couldn't identify
No,
her.
I said, it kind of looks like Brie Larson, but I'm not sure. I couldn't tell because her hair was a little weird. But come to realize it was Kaylee Cuoco.
The Cuoco.
Which I've never shot before. This is my first time shooting her.
I've shot her a bunch of times before.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got her at Run New Canyon one time.
Okay.
I got her... Where else have I got her? I've got her a bunch of times anyway.
Okay.
She's... I don't think she likes it very much. She's never seen me, so I haven't got like first-hand experience to say whether she's a fan of getting photographed or not. I imagine she'd like it, especially on set with this show, because I think it's her show. She like wrote the show.
Yeah.
I think she directs multiple episodes of the show as well. I'm imagining that's what it was, right? It was the flight attendant.
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Flight attendant. Never shot it before. I don't even think it's been in LA really much
before. It doesn't shoot much in LA.
No.
I've actually watched the first season. It is a show on HBO Max. And she plays a flight attendant. And a lot of last season, I believe, was shot in Germany. Was shot in China. She's a fucking flight attendant, so they actually shoot where the plane's flying.
Sure, yeah. And now, like, people aren't traveling too much. You can't go anywhere too much.
Right, so
might as well land back in L.A.
Right, interesting.
Yeah. So it was shot in this main part of Venice. And let me ask you, Jedi, if you recognize this from any other movie that you know of.
I may. I'm not the movie guy.
Okay, well, let me just ask you. Okay. I shot this video for you.
Okay.
As kind of a game.
Okay.
To see if you recognize where they shot the scene from, okay?
Yeah.
And I apologize if I didn't turn the sound off on this one, but let's just play it. Hold on. Let's just do this. Start from the beginning. Recognize that spot.
I drive it every day. I don't know it from any movies.
Okay, so she's obviously driving. She's obviously following somebody.
Yeah.
She's obviously sneaking around. Doing
There's
that stuff.
A lot happening in that scene.
There is a lot happening in that scene. So, there's a little preview for anybody who watches The Flight Attendant and is a big fan of it. There's a little spoiler for you. But you don't recognize that area right there? You don't
I mean, I drive it every day. I know it from that. But from movies, not a fucking clue.
Really?
I mean, I guess...
Can I give you a couple hints?
Sure. I mean, I've got a guess.
Okay.
But I'll take a hint and see if it...
Sandra Bullock is in this movie.
Speed.
There you go.
Okay. Check me out. Fucking one guess Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. That wasn't going to be my original guess.
Someone who loves a game.
Yeah.
It was Speed. It's the beginning scene when the first bus blows up. They pan down from that... The clown that's on top of the CVS right
wow.
there. And the bus drives through. And then Keanu Reeves goes over to where that... right here, to the firehouse. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets his breakfast or his coffee. And then the bus blows up right down the street.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Check me out with my movie knowledge.
It's good, dude. It's good. Can't stump you.
Nah.
No, hell no. But yeah, there's that iconic scene right there. And I hope... Everybody at home guessed everything that was going on there. So, Kaley Cuoco.
She looks great.
She does look great.
Yeah.
Well, she's divorcing, right? Everybody who's divorces
yeah, these
looks great.
These are the first pictures. I actually said that to you when you told me who it was. I said, these are the first pictures of her since she had filed for divorce from her second husband, Carl Cook.
Yeah.
But she looks great.
Look, she's got a pep in her step.
Yes, she does. It's a fun show. You should watch it. She plays an alcoholic.
I'm going to watch it after this. Yeah,
an alcoholic flight attendant.
Yeah.
Who gets into all sorts of trouble and fun and games.
That picture, I was actually on the phone with you.
That's
shot
funny.
That photo.
Because you're like, people, get out of the way. Murphy, get out of the fucking
way. Yeah, fucking Murphy.
Security guy, cop, everybody move.
Yeah. I should have brought the actual Murphy shot that I was talking about.
Yeah.
He had that umbrella right here,
of
right in front of her face. Yeah.
But she saw you, right?
She did see me, yeah. I actually made myself known, especially on this corner shot right here.
Yeah, it's a nice frame.
Yeah, I mean, she was looking right at me. I was the only person around
on
this corner, and I was just, boom, right in her face.
Did it stay exclusive?
It did stay exclusive.
That's crazy.
Because
this is such a, like, high-traveled area. Like,
exactly.
For snappers, you'd think, like, there's no way.
Well, I stayed there till mid-afternoon, so... You know, just to see if anybody would show up, but nobody did.
And they were still like shooting when you left.
Exactly. Oh yeah, they were shooting well after I left.
Wow.
They were gonna move into the firehouse.
Oh, so it was all gonna be interior, so there was like nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. But this is where she spotted me actually, like really, really spotted me.
And she
just kept looking
smiled.
At me. Well, it was funny because she came across the street. And I had my window was down. It wasn't all the way down, but it was down enough where, you know, I'm obviously there.
Yeah.
I was pulled over in the red. I was the only car there because I was about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to get a couple of extra frames. And she looked at me, and I have, like, I don't know, maybe 15 frames of this same look.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting her. And then I pulled my phone down and she's still looking at me. And I just gave her like one of these, like just little waves like this. Yeah. Like that. No wave, no nothing. And then she like looks at me again and she's like sitting and waiting for the scene to start. Cause they're saying, you know, oh, cause they have to wait for the crosswalk to start, you know, to start the scene. And so she's sitting there waiting. She's just looking at me. She's looking at me, and I'm like, you know, hey, you know,
your camera as well.
Yeah, not even with my camera. Just I'm just like, hey, you know, is you know, how you doing? It's all good, you know, like that. And she's just like, this dirty look. And I'm just like, and I look at her like this. I'm just like, what? Like, it's all good.
It's, you know, promo. Like,
come on,
it's promo.
It's season two,
free promo.
It's season two.
Yeah, she was actually nominated for an Emmy as well in this this role.
Mm.
I think. Well, the show was nominated for an Emmy or a Globe or something like that.
Good for her. Well, it's season two, people. You know what I mean? It's a fun show. Just get to the next season, and it made. Yeah. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I
pretty much wrote that caption.
You did. I heard that in my ear when we were doing it. And then finally, I just have one last set, and I'm going to ask the viewers if they can tell who this is, because sometimes when we shoot people, we cannot recognize who this is, but this person came in on a private jet, had 9 or 10 SUVs waiting for him, and her entourage of 9 or 10 people all got into separate SUVs.
Are you sure you shot all the right paid person?
For by her? Yes, it had to have been the right person. There was nobody else.
Did you have a tip?
I had no tip.
Where were you shooting this thing?
I can't say where I was shooting it.
At an airport.
It's a secret. Secret squirrel. But I don't know who this is. No agency that I've sent it to knows who this
is. What's it say on her mask?
It says blackity black.
Blackity black.
Michelle Obama.
That's what I said. No, it wasn't, but it was definitely Michelle Obama caliber, dude. Because she had an entourage. She had multiple people waiting for her. She had SUVs up the ass.
You know what you should do? You should put that picture on Twitter and Instagram and just hashtag the crap out of it.
Well, I'm to that point now because I don't know who the fuck this is. She's got Michelle Obama's shape. She's got Michelle Obama's skin tone. She's got Michelle Obama's hair. She's got Michelle Obama's eyes. The nails are like really long and crazy. Yeah. She has no wedding ring on.
I'm going to say the fashion is too colorful.
Yeah. But, you know, if anybody can look at these pictures and figure out who this is, I would definitely like to know. And I'll definitely include you on anything that comes out of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You didn't follow?
I did not follow. There was 9 SUVs.
Wow.
And I, you know, I was sure it was her, or I was sure she was the leader of it all, but I wasn't sure. So I wasn't going to go follow.
Yeah.
You know,
it's one not of
those.
Worth it.
It's one of those, you know. Anyway, so that was my week in pictures, and on to a little bit of news, and then we can get into some other stuff.
I'm excited for these games coming up.
Okay, cool. Do we want to do any news? Because, I mean, the only news I have here, dude, I have Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd.
Yeah, I've got it on good authority from a secret Jedi source that they are not dating.
Okay.
I hear they are good friends, and that The Weeknd is, that one of Jolie's sons is a big fan of The Weeknd. So Jolie and him have become friends through her kids' love of him. So Jedi exclusive, not dating.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, cool. I've got, and I didn't put any slides for this one, but I've got Dancing with the Stars started this week.
Yes, it did. You know what? I drove by the rehearsal space on my way home from work today, and I noticed 7 photographers and 2 security people there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I carried on driving.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
Not interested. You know, one of the people does intrigue me a little bit as to why she is doing it. And I feel like if you were to get her out and about in LA, the British papers and mags might have some interest in her.
Who's this?
Mel C.
From
the Spice Girls.
Yeah, Mel C.
is
for
on
sure.
this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure on who else is in there, to be honest.
Well, Olivia Jade's in it.
Okay, Lori Loughlin's.
But I'm predicting, okay? I'm just saying this, Jedi. I'm putting it out there. As a guy who's watched Dancing with the Stars for the first, I don't know, maybe 10 years
you watch
of it.
It still?
10 seasons of it. I don't watch it still, no. But yeah, for the first few, you know, seasons, because the kids loved it, I liked it, you know, the wife loved it, everything. I'm saying Olivia Jade is going to break up Val, her partner, and Jenna's relationship. Because that happens, right?
It does. I'm not sure if it happens in the US, but I know the version of the show in the UK is kind of famed for married celebrities cheating on their partners with their dancers.
And of course it's going to bleed over into the US. It's already happened.
Yeah.
It's already happened maybe once or twice. Funny. I can't remember what's happened. But yeah, because we're talking Olivia Jade. She's not a bad-looking girl.
No, she's a babe.
She's very young.
Yeah.
And Val is a very good-looking dude.
Very good-looking.
Exactly. And Jenna, his wife.
I don't know who she is.
She is the dancing partner of JoJo Siwa. So she...
That's right.
She gets to dance with the girl.
The first same-sex dancing partners on...
Exactly.
Dancing with the Stars.
Now, if they were smart, they would put two lesbians together because then you could actually maybe get some sparks and have some relationship going on.
Yikes.
But Jenna, or maybe Jenna's going to leave Val.
Well, JoJo's in a relationship as well, isn't she?
I don't know, but that might change. That's rough because she just started her relationship.
This
right?
is what they want, though. They want drama.
Exactly.
They want storylines. So they want the mags to be writing about it. They want us to be talking about it.
So I'm going
to
talk right about it. Yeah, exactly. This is the celebrity news station right here, people.
Incredible. Well, we are the number one celebrity news podcast in India.
So, definitely we are. Yes. So if you want to follow what we talk about, you know it's going to be right. And then something I saw today, Jedi, and I got to say, the No Time to Die premiere.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this movie for a long time.
Yes,
everybody's been waiting for this movie for a long time, including you.
I'm excited.
Actually, you are excited for it.
You know what? I have a watching for next week's podcast with a Daniel Craig story that I'm going to talk about.
Oh, that's going to be good. That's going to be good. But tell me that the No Time to Die premiere did not look like the Oscars.
I only saw a few pictures. I saw the Kate Middleton with Daniel Craig, and Prince William was there as well. They looked great. I mean, Bond is always a big...
Prince William was there?
Was
this in England?
Yeah.
Okay.
At every single Bond premiere, there's usually royalty. It's a British movie. Bond is a huge... It's probably the biggest British movie franchise ever. And like a few years ago... Remember when London had the Olympics in 2012, maybe is my guess. The opening ceremony of the Olympics had the Queen... walking down one of the corridors in Buckingham Palace with her corgis, talking to Bond.
Oh, no. I do remember that.
It was fucking cool.
By the way, that's where the next Olympics is. No, it's Paris, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I went on the Daily Mail today just to check whatever.
Yeah.
And I just saw all dresses, all girls, all Bond in his pink suit, the whole thing.
Epic.
It looked like the freaking Oscars.
Love it.
And I don't understand why the Bond movie premiere has to look like the
freaking Oscars.
They're
a huge deal. They're a huge deal.
I know, but it's a movie premiere.
The biggest movie premiere.
It's not a biggest movie.
It is.
Bond 17.
The Bond franchise is the biggest movie franchise in the world. No doubt. Right? I bet it brings in the most money out of
That's
any other movie
good
franchise.
Question. Why don't we think good game?
Bond has gone on forever. Like, Bond has been going since the 60s, right?
The biggest movie franchise in the world.
Of course it is. There's, what, 17 movies?
Get your phone out.
It is.
And just
like,
Google it.
Fast
just
and
Google
Furious
it.
Is, what, 10 movies?
Yeah, no. I agree.
I'm
going to
ask Siri.
I agree it is.
what is the longest running movie franchise, right?
Just say the biggest. Say the biggest first. I think it'd be good.
What is the biggest movie franchise in the world? Oh, fuck. Of course it is. Fucking Star Wars.
Okay. Damn it.
Or Marvel. It says Marvel.
Oh, okay. Well, besides Marvel and besides Star Wars, it's got to be Bond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask her what the third biggest movie. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fine. Then that's good. And honestly, if it's going on in Europe,
yeah,
then it's a bigger thing than it is here. If you're gonna premiere this movie in freaking West Hollywood,
yeah,
it ain't gonna happen. No. It's not gonna be that big.
Yeah,
you know.
I just remembered something as well, but I want to end with it. So
okay,
yeah.
well, that's you know, that's all I got on those subjects. But I do have a couple of Mark's remarks. Do you have a Jedi jipe at all?
No.
No?
No. I want to get to these games.
Okay, good.
I'm ready to play.
Okay. Well, one thing I noticed today, okay.
I was going to fall off my chair.
By the way, I was on something today that I'm going to talk about later, okay, in the next podcast, because I can't talk about it right now. Yes. You want some of mine?
No.
Kidding. So, what I did notice today, Jedi, and I'm going to get back to this because we're always talking about it, okay? Vaccines, okay? Unvaccinated,
yep.
Right? I did notice today, because the whole day started on COVID vaccine area. The movie I was working on or the show I was working on, they had to go and check in for their vaccines.
Okay,
cool. Right? So, it made me think about this vaccine talk we've been having for the past couple of weeks, right? Nice. And in the movies, on the movie sets, it's negative test only.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to go in, no matter who you are,
yep.
No matter what, if you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have to go get tested, negative vaccine only, and then you can go to work.
Okay.
Right? I've been saying the whole time, why isn't everything like that? Right, I read an article today about this couple that had underlying conditions,
yep.
Fully vaccinated,
yep. Sorry as well.
And they died a minute apart.
Yep,
fucking, that's great and awesome for them. You know, they're gonna live in heaven together. But you know, what the hell?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
let's just make it all negative vaccines. I can't even coach my son now.
Really?
In baseball.
Shut up.
Because they said, oh, you need to have a test every single 3 days to be able to assist and coach on this team. And you have to give up all the info to the head of the league to do that, not just the coach. Like, I would love to just go to the coach and say, here, I have a negative test. But I'm not going to give my private information up to the league every single time, right?
And how much do these tests cost every time as well?
$25, but I mean, you know, for some people it costs more than that, you know? But still, $25 every week, it's just, that does add up, I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah,
it kind of sucks, because now I can't help coach my son, you know?
Yeah, that's
with it. Cool. I mean, I'll do it every chance I get, but, you know, today I couldn't do it. But, so anyways, negative tests only, this is what I say, people. Okay, so here we go. Celebrity voiceovers.
Is this the game?
It's going to start of the game.
Okay.
It's a Mark's remarks into the game.
Can I look at the screen or not?
Yes, you can. Okay, so celebrity voiceovers.
Okay.
Why do we pay attention to them, Jedi?
What, like in commercials?
In commercials.
Well, I don't. I don't watch it. I can't remember the last commercial I saw.
Okay. So there's commercials, right, that we watch. Car commercials, insurance commercials,
candy, beer,
exactly. And they have celebrities that do the voiceovers for the commercials
and get paid millions of dollars.
And get paid millions. I mean, they're getting paid millions,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's plenty of voices out there, right?
Yes.
Like, there's plenty of people that can just step up to a mic and do a voice, a good voice, a really good voice,
like
that can sell a freaking beer, right?
Paulina.
Yeah.
Beer.
Go ahead. This is
drink.
Jedi, this is your audition to sell Paulina right now. Go ahead.
Oktoberfest. Munchen Paulaner beer since 1634. Drink it and get fucked up.
That's good. It's good.
Yeah. Drink this beer. It's delicious.
Okay. Mm. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I would hire you in a second. So why do we always turn to these celebrities to do it? Now, is this whole back end thing where we just sit there and we go, oh, that's so-and-so's voice?
Well, I think...
Does that make us want to buy more of that product?
No, but I think they want us to talk about it. And if you recognize the voice, you talk about it to somebody, you say, hey, did you see this commercial with Will Smith in? Blah, blah, blah.
But
blah,
is
blah,
it
blah.
Worth the millions of dollars that you're spending
to do it? I don't get why
they even... Is the back end worth that?
I don't get why they even advertise. Why does Coca-Cola spend $5 million on a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah.
Everyone fucking knows the brand. Whoever drinks it, drinks it. You're not going to get any new people drinking it.
I can understand if Coca-Cola would spend $1 million on advertising.
Why?
Right?
They don't need it.
Okay, well, let's just say...
It's one of the most known brands in the world.
Let's just say they do, though, right? Let's just say they do spend $1 million on advertising, but then they have to spend the extra $3 million on one person to say... Go drink Coca-Cola.
I don't get it.
Right? So I never understand it. I never understand how it keeps going. And I keep on hearing these celebrities in these commercials. I mean, it's fun for me because I get to sit there and go, you know, hey, who's that voice? Who's that voice? Who's that voice? And then most people I talk to go, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But then every once in a while I'll get someone to come along and go, yeah, I'll challenge you.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing today.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So, I've pulled out a couple of ads, okay? And these are deep ads that you wouldn't think who maybe is not in them.
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
It made sense to me.
Okay, good. Okay, so
I will listen intently.
First ad you got to listen to, okay? Now listen hard and see if you can figure out. Now they start out easy and they get hard.
How many are there?
There's four, I think.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Listeners and viewers at home.
Okay.
Do the same.
Let's hopefully this goes through completely here. Ready?
I'll try not to jump in.
Full screen? Full screen? Hold on. Are ready?
Have you enjoyed Budweiser lately? Because I can only describe the smoothness you get from Beechwood aging. I can only tell you about the choicest hops. But if you really want to understand what makes Budweiser the king of beers...
I mean, it sounds like a husky Clooney. I know it's not Clooney. It sounds husky. It sounds like a husky version of Clooney.
I'm going to take that as an answer.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to say you said Clooney.
Yeah.
It is George Clooney.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I told you it was going to start out easy.
Yeah. It sounded huskier, though. Like, it sounded like Clooney with a cold.
Yes. And it was Clooney. It might be the 720p version of this thing.
But that's funny. Like, again, why Budweiser got commercials? And why are they paying Clooney millions of dollars to do it?
Yeah, right? You're Budweiser, dude. Yeah. Really.
King of beers.
Like, I understand you have the money to spend on it, but why do you got to buy Clooney? He must have made, what? That must have been $2 million, right?
Incredible. And I got it. I'm on for one.
That must have been two. Yeah, okay. Okay, so.
Good for me.
Okay. On to number two. I'm going to come back to this one in a minute, okay? Because I put it out of context. Okay, ready? Now, this one you should know.
Okay.
You should know.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, okay? Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will get up and walk the dog at 6:30 a.m. I will eat some fruit as part of my breakfast. Yeah. I will shave. I will clean the sink after I shave.
It's Dexter, right?
It's Dexter, yes. Boom!
Michael C. Hall. I'm still watching that now. I'm almost finished season three.
I know, that was good, dude. Yeah. I knew you'd get that one. I knew you'd get that one.
Okay. What's the commercial?
I should have put that one first. Let's finish the rest of the commercial. Ready?
Yeah. I will be at work by 8 a.m. I will sit through two-hour meetings. I will say yes when you want me to say yes. I will be quiet when you don't want to hear me say no. I will take your call. I will listen to your opinion of... I will drive the car. I will watch your vampire TV shows with you. I will take my socks off before getting into bed. I will put my underwear in the basket. And because I do this, I would drive the car I want to drive.
I would never have guessed in a million years that that was a car commercial.
It's the best part about it.
I've never seen that commercial and, yeah, would not have had a clue.
Yeah.
Okay. Two for two.
Okay, this one I'm not sure you're going to get. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see how he goes.
The wrong shoes can make a big difference. The same goes for tires. So start every drive on the right foot with Mercedes Original tires. Providing precise steering and optimal traction, Mercedes Original One tires are specifically designed to enhance the thrill of the drive. When it comes to performance, never compromise.
I'm stuck. I'm going to need some listener help. So everybody shout out, and I'll see if I can hear you.
Well, the funny thing is I heard these commercials, because there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
I heard these commercials for years.
Yeah. Is this an old commercial?
And there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, It's Mercedes. He's the voice of Mercedes. Okay? And I didn't know this until today. And I'm bummed on myself because I'm like the voiceover guy. This is what the games you need to do for me, by the way, is get the voiceovers for me. But I didn't know he was the voiceover guy for this. And I was bummed that I didn't know it. And now I know it. And I'm stoked.
Who is the voice in the Mercedes commercial?
No, you can't. Are you not guessing?
Oh, no, I'm going to guess.
It might not be the
right one. Oh, really? It's John Hamm?
Yeah, it's John Hamm.
I've never seen anything he's been in.
Oh, really?
Other than...
What the?
No, I have. That movie that he's doing Kristen Wiig. What's that movie?
That's a good one.
Yeah, what's that movie though?
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever seen him in.
That's good.
Yeah, I've never seen Mad Men.
That is a good one though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. No, I'm a big John Hamm fan, and I could not believe that I didn't recognize his voice the whole time in that one. Yeah. Okay, so.
Last one.
Okay, This one you got to get. You got to get.
But this is the hardest one, though.
This is going to be the hardest one.
Okay.
But you got it. You got to get it. I have a feeling you're going to get
it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2.
In a nation, sometimes bad things happen. But add brand new belongings to Nationwide Insurance, and we won't just give you the partial value of items that are stolen or destroyed. We'll replace them with brand new versions, so you won't feel robbed. And again, just another way we put members first, because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation.
Nationwide.
I mean, my first guess is somebody that's always in a different commercial. It's not Jen Garner.
No.
It sounds like Garner.
It does sound like Garner. You're right. Actually, now you say that.
Yeah, it sounds like Garner from
Camera
1.
But you were so on the right track right now.
Who else is Garner-ish?
You want to listen to it one more time?
It's not Kunis.
No, definitely not.
Because that's who like...
It's definitely Garner-ish, not Kunis-ish.
Who the hell is... Reese.
You want to listen to it one more
Reese?
Time?
Is it Reese?
No.
No, I don't want to listen to it one more time.
Okay.
It's not...
Sometimes it takes me one more time to listen.
Who else is Garner-ish? Listeners? Garner-ish.
Kind of Garner.
I'm kind of thinking Kate Hudson.
No. That's Garner-ish, though. But no.
I'm just trying to think of the area she lives. Who else lives in that area?
No, yeah, definitely doesn't live in the area, but is Garner-ish.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, it is Julia Roberts.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't. Play it one more time.
Okay.
Real fast.
I knew it. See? I knew it. Oh, we'll just do it without. Yeah. Let's do it without the.
Yeah. In the nation, sometimes bad things happen.
That's not good.
But add brand new belongings through Nationwide Insurance, and we won't just give you the partial value of items that are stolen or destroyed. We'll replace them with brand new versions, so you won't feel robbed. And again, just another way we put members first, because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation.
Nationwide.
It's 100% Julia. And you could definitely tell on the whisper.
Never in a million years would I have guessed Julia.
Yeah, no. I knew it was going to get harder. But that one, like, I never knew she was part of that commercial. Yeah. But then when I heard it, I actually said the same thing. I'm like, no, that's not her. And then I had to play it again and again. And then I'm like, okay, that is her for sure.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's it, people.
Well, I've got one more thing.
Oh,
did you want to go back to that one thing as well?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And then I have one more thing quickly. This is like the longest podcast ever. So for anyone that's still with us, thank you. I want to end with this. I meant to play this earlier on.
Okay.
With my, I've forgotten her name. I drank that big beer. Who did I shoot?
Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch. I wanted to play this with it earlier on. So listen to this. This is, I had some fan mail, some voice fan mail.
Hi, this is Callie Chandler in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks for the great message about Raquel Welch. I'm a longtime fan, and I love seeing the photos that you put out of her. Thank you so very much. I was very fortunate to have seen them. I'm 80 years old, and I love her dearly. She looks wonderful. Great job. My number is 901.
She even left her phone number, like, for me to call back.
I love her.
How good is that?
My God, I love her so much.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
A voicemail from an 80-year-old telling me how much she loved the pictures of Raquel Welch. And I'm just going to skip to the end of it. I'll cut her number out real fast.
She's such a huge fan.
She said something else.
Thanks so much again for your wonderful, wonderful news. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your wonderful, wonderful news.
I love her so much.
Have you ever had like fan mail like that? Voice fan mail?
That's so
she
best.
Found the agency I worked for, called the number on the website, and just left a voicemail.
Wow, that's so cool.
Good.
Yeah. What was her name again?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, no. What is that? Let me just say thank you to her.
Okay. Well, find it real fast.
Let's go do it over again. No. What's her name?
Hi. This is Callie Chandler in Memphis, Tennessee.
Callie?
Callie Chandler or Kelly Chandler?
Kelly? Just hear it one more time. we can do it over. No, just...
Hi. This is Callie Chandler.
Callie. I think it's Callie. So, thank you, Callie Chandler.
Yeah, I hope you watched the Paparazzi podcast.
For that awesome voicemail.
You know what? I'll call her and tell her to watch the Paparazzi podcast.
Dude, you should do that because she's awesome. And if she wants to come on the show, we would love to have her on.
I love that. Just a big fan of Raquel Welch. Saw the pictures on DM.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Raquel Welch, so
yeah.
I feel just like her.
Very good.
Anyway, well... That's it for today's episode.
Yeah.
Everybody?
I'm going to apologize for ourselves because we've gone on for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's fine.
The longest Paparazzi podcast ever.
That's okay.
If you're still listening, thank you. We appreciate it. Like, subscribe to our Instagram and our YouTube, the Paparazzi podcast on YouTube. Comment. We will read your comments online. On the show, we love that shit.
Well, and if we don't, put out a podcast every week, then this is what happens. We put out an extra long one every other week.
Yeah.
So, anyways, for myself and for Jedi, we thank you guys and take care and be well. Where did this guy learn to pour a beer?
It's like I give a bad head.